This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thinking. This is the DJV program with fresh ideas, fresh stories. Jennifer Horn is fresh. Victoria Keelan is fresh. Kara Schillen, really fresh. So we're here at your service, on your side, with Jennifer leading off. Let's hit a home run here, Jennifer.
Well, I don't know if this is hitting a home run for us, but certainly for the Chinese. China is really crowing over the last several days because they successfully landed a spacecraft on the far side of the moon. They did it on Thursday, and they became the first country to ever land on the side of the moon that faces away from the Earth, according to their state news media. The official China Central Television said that the lunar explorer Change 4 had touched down at 10:26 a.m. their time. Here's one of your favorite names, Dougie. Zhu Mengua, I believe, is a professor at Macau University of Science and Technology who worked with Beijing on the mission.
No, it's not correct. It's what you put on vanilla ice cream now. That's what that is.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Zhu Mengua?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, he said that the mission's success is a major milestone for the country and establishes it as a pioneer in space exploration. We're really starting to fall asleep on the switch here, guys. He said this to the New York Times. He said, quote, "We Chinese people have done something that the Americans have not dared try." Mm-hmm.
Really?
So a little bit of crowing, a little bit of gloating that the Chinese were the first to land on the far side of the moon. I don't know. I feel like we need to step up our game because when we start letting the Chinese win in areas like space exploration, I think Americans start to lose.
Yeah, we have been losing. We're so busy wasting our time talking about who's doing what to whom. Does Mitt Romney not like Donald Trump? Oh, Trump says be a team player and win. I thought that was kind of interesting. But yeah. China landing a probe on the far side of the moon, it's big stuff.
It's a big deal. Yeah,
it is a big deal. Yep, sure is. So what do we do? Let's see. What's the latest? As long as we get the Chinese in focus, the latest from Russia. Remember what we've been talking about off and on all week. This American citizen who's been detained in Russia. Well, officials have been granted some sort of access. They call it consular access. To the this fellow Paul Whelan, he was charged with carrying out an act of espionage against the Russians. The Russians haven't provided any more detail about his crime. Family says he's innocent, was just in the country to attend a friend's wedding. Whelan could be in jail for 10, maybe 15, 20 years if he's found guilty. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, discussing how the U.S. plans to proceed, says, quote, "We've made clear to the Russians our expectation that we will learn more about the charges, come to understand what it is he's been accused of, and if the detention is not appropriate, we will demand his immediate return." So what do we think about that? What are they playing with this sort of thing for? What's the real story behind the story? Anybody got anything on this guy, Whelan? Anybody got anything where the Russians just toying, just another one?
I don't know how the Russians or why. His family says he was there for a wedding, so I don't know what did he, was he on the dance floor when they showed up and arrested him? Like, why? We know no details about any of this, so.
Just that he denies everything. And,
and
the State Department, Mike, I mean, everybody's being very mum about all of this, so who knows?
That makes me think that the rumors about trading him for that Butina chick is probably true.
Right. Yeah, just we'll
the,
grab
the
some
more
guy
mum they stay on this, then,
Well,
because normally, if this is just an American citizen who's been arrested on bogus charges in another country, there would be a lot of outrage. So this seems like there's something going on behind the scenes.
All right, speaking of something going on behind the scenes, Jennifer, see if you can add a little light. I noticed there were seven men that had been arrested in connection with the murder of the police officer in Newman, California.
And women.
There were women involved in it as well. So what is going on here? What is it? You want to give us the story, the background of what happened and why it is such a mess? Because it is a mess. It's all about more illegal immigration, gangs, and that stuff. Good God.
If you need optics for this argument about the government shutdown, this one provides a really interesting one, a sad one. That's for sure. There's a legal immigrant to this country was Ranil Singh, and he came in from Fiji and did it the right way and wanted to live the American dream and better his life. He was 33. People considered him to be a patriot. He has a five-month-old son and a wife and built a life. Drove 2 hours every single day to go to police academy, became a police officer in Northern California, and he was doing a traffic stop the day after Christmas and was killed in cold blood by a person who was here illegally. That person got away and took police on a two-day chase. I think they finally caught him about 100, maybe 150 miles south of where the murder was committed, and he had seven people, all illegals, both male and female people, members of his gang. He was a known gang member, and he had them helping him evade police, and so those people have been arrested. However, with California's sanctuary state policy, with SB 54, which is the law that makes California essentially a sanctuary state, these people will probably go into jail for a year or two, and then they'll just be released back to their regular lives. They won't even be deported if the law doesn't change in the state of California. So California harbors these illegal criminals, and that's a real problem. And people, it's really sparked a debate in our state because I live in California, and there is a lot of controversy over SB 54, which was created to allow people who are here illegally to cooperate with police and law enforcement and try to help them be witness to crimes and that sort of thing. But what it's really done is not allowed anybody who commits a misdemeanor or above, or a violent misdemeanor specifically, to be turned over to ICE for deportation back to their home country. And so there's a really big issue now where sheriffs are really getting involved and speaking out from around the state saying, look, we don't want this. We've had municipalities try to free themselves away from SB 54 saying they won't honor the sanctuary state. So I don't know if there's enough to do anything. There was a referendum for SB 54 that was put forth that was supposed to be on the ballot this year, but conveniently they didn't get enough signatures to get it on the ballot. So for the foreseeable future, this is going to be the policy that we just... Yeah.
And that's not even a strong enough word for it. It's a GD outrage, this kind of stuff going on, and there's no excuse. None of the apologists for the sanctuary cities, none of the apologists for having illegals here and trying to give them a better life. None of the apologists for this stupid, outrageous way of thinking can come up with anything that makes any sense or to try to mollify in some way people's feelings. Anytime an illegal gets away with murder, and it happens way too frequently, the way that it gets swept under the rug or people just say, they shrug their shoulders, you realize what an up yours that is to good, level-thinking, honest people in America? It's an up yours, basically. And we're running back to the Chinese and their landing on the moon and other things that are being done by others. We're getting chased around here. It's a very competitive world. And the people who want to have power and domination and stuff, whether you like that thinking or you like that, I don't like it because I want to be just left alone to do my own thing. But there's always somebody trying to bump you off. That's what happens in, you know, people who don't need more but they want more. That happens even here with me in this program and the people who are my competitors. They're doing just fine, but let's get one more station. Let's bump Stefan off one more station because we can. You know, that kind of stuff. Well, this is the kind of thinking that we're surrounded with. It's very annoying, and more so than that. I don't know. I can't come up with the words. I can, but I can't say them on the radio.
Well, hey, maybe you can because the FCC shut down today.
Oh, okay.
Let's not test it. Let's not test it out. Let's not beat the system.
16 after the hour here on the DJV program.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely. Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
When you make a right turn in your car, you have to slow down a bit. But in Beaverton, Oregon, traffic lights were timed to go from yellow to red without taking into account the time it takes to slow down, as if drivers are expected to turn at full speed. A Swedish-born electrical engineer noticed the problem and analyzed all the lights in town. But when he shared his research with officials, their response was to fine him $500 for practicing engineering without a license. They were angry that anyone would question their traffic cameras, and they wanted the licensing revenue. If they looked through the lens of liberty, they would know the government works for us, and every citizen has a right to ask government to solve problems. Tell your officials that right does not require a license.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hurry into the Dodge Big Finish event. That's the new holiday greeting in Santa's workshop, and now he's even upgrading his ride. Like Charger, America's only four-door muscle car. Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Durango, the most technologically advanced, fuel-efficient, and powerful V8 in its class. Santa wants his sleigh to really fly.
Ho, ho, go!
Hurry in for great deals at the Dodge Big Finish event. Based on 2019 Ward's Midsize Sport Utility Vehicle segment, available V8 based on Ward's Middle Specialty segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so Aretha Franklin is still dead. I'm trying to get tickets to go see the concert next Sunday in Los Angeles. Queen of Soul celebration for her. Supposed to be at the Shrine Auditorium. The tickets, I looked up yesterday. I started to buy them. I'm not much good at that. Last time I bought tickets, Carrie got them for me. but they are, this looks like a good show, so I'm going to try to see if I can get there. Jennifer, you want to go?
When is it?
Sunday night, the 13th.
Don't tell too many people about it, though, because I looked at the ticket prices, and they're like $40, so you don't want anyone else to know.
$40?
That's the kind of thing. Amazing. Yeah, take a date to that. Buy an extra ticket and
John
just
Legend
find
and Celine Dion and really big names. So.
Yeah, really? Yeah. All right, we may have to talk about that.
All right, so anyway, also with Aretha, the feds yesterday told her estate she owes $6 million unpaid income taxes.
Well, you knew that was coming. Well, remember we first talked about when she when the news hit that she passed away, and we said that she had no will, and she's famous for having cash stashed everywhere.
Right.
Well, she insisted on being paid in cash for all those gigs.
Yeah. Yeah.
$6 million's probably a lowball estimate.
She got an $80 million estate, so they find the money, but they better cough it up because the interest after the end of the year will take
mil?
Its toll.
Cool.
Yeah. Yep. 21 after the hour, DJ V time.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you remember the lights on the shore? How they reflected the rain on the road? I believe that you loved me alone. It was real. Do you remember? Now and then I see your face. I've been wanting a loving embrace. I've been looking for love, but it gets me nowhere. Oh yeah, yeah.
Let's have a Paul McCartney concert, shall we? Is there a person in music that's more important these days? When you consider the well-roundedness of Paul McCartney and how he appeals across the board to all ages, doesn't he? Carrie, you're a fan of Paul McCartney's, aren't you?
Yeah, I like him. I don't know if I would say he's the most important person in music, but he's definitely had insane staying power.
If he's not, who would be the most important person universally that appeals to all ages, all sizes, shapes, and colors? Who would be that person if it wasn't McCartney? I don't have anybody else in mind. That's why
that's
I thought I'd ask.
That's a tough question, but I think McCartney's too old to really have, like, universal appeal at this point.
Yeah, I think he's trying to appeal more to a younger generation with, you know, this new song that we're playing now that he just came out with has more auto-tune, sounds a bit more like Kanye West, but I don't think he reaches people who are under 20, maybe. I don't think most of those people really know his music. But yeah. I think he's definitely a good person up there. I would say Beyonce or someone else, but I don't know.
I see. She has no appeal
Beyonce,
to me at all.
I know. So overrated to me.
None.
I don't know why.
Whatsoever.
I like her Dusty's Child.
Yeah, I think that they're reaching different generations. She's getting all of the people who are maybe under, like, 45, and Paul McCartney's
reaching
a lot of people.
Well, so that's why I'm asking the question.
Yeah.
Is there somebody who bridges the gap? Beyonce doesn't. McCartney doesn't. So is there someone, someplace that universally...
I don't know,
represents.
A Bruno Mars or a John Legend, both of them have audiences all across the board, but they're not that huge. I don't know.
You know, I might have an answer for this, and it's not necessarily someone I would vote for, but I just saw her Netflix special, the new Taylor Swift Reputation Tour. When you look at the audience, she did two nights in Dallas that they used for the taping. It was the most varied audience I've ever seen. It was, she had the gays, she had the young girl, she had the moms, tons of moms, and then she had some dads. Like, it was an entire, like, multi-generational audience.
And who else
so,
might
maybe she's one of them.
Yeah,
right
or
now.
Or Lady Gaga. She's
Lady
you know,
Gaga. I think everyone kind of
her album
on
with
her.
Tony
maybe
Bennett.
Her.
Yeah,
I just think to. I feel like it falls way short of what Paul McCartney's done for music. And by the way, way out of my demo. It's not like I, you know, had Paul McCartney posters on my wall. But when you consider the body of work and the way that he pioneered the music that Lady Gaga sings now, I feel like you can't discount Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney has to be, at least for living people, I don't know. I don't know.
So we're back to my original premise.
Yeah, I would.
McCartney being pretty universal. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I think as far as longevity goes, for his body of work and what music was like when he started and how it changed to where it is today, I think he's got to be one of the top pioneers, I think.
Yeah. Well, this has been 4 months since he
that
released
that doesn't mean the younger people won't
station.
Be. They're just not old enough.
Got a new song, Get Enough, co-produced by McCartney, One Republic, and singer Ryan Tedder. Featured McCartney experimenting with auto-tune, similar to what Kanye West is known for doing and using. He also shared the anti-bullying video for Egypt Station's Who Cares, which starred Emma Stone. Anybody seen that? What impact is
I've
that
seen
having?
Clips of it. Yeah, I've yeah. seen clips of it. I don't know if and it was a special
think?
Project of the... It's cute. I like the song better. I don't like this new song. I don't know what he's trying to
either.
Do, but
I don't like it either.
I don't. No. Yeah.
Doesn't sound. This sounds like McCartney. Either,
this is good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, anyway, there we are. That's an interesting overview of what we have with Mr. McCartney going on. 28 after the hour on the DJB show. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Arley Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Arley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
The NHL is putting some tech back into the puck. 20 years ago, the NHL launched FoxTrax Puck, a short-lived augmented reality technology that highlighted the puck on TV screens with a red streak when shot at the net. Well, this time, the NHL is testing game puck technology with a thermochromic coating that will change the color of the league's logo from purple to white when the puck's temperature rises above freezing, letting officials know that they should replace it. Rubber pucks slide much better and faster on the ice when frozen. Once in play, it's hard for officials to tell if the puck is thawed out, so this tech will alleviate that issue. The thermochromic puck will be tested in select NHL games in 2019 and evaluated for potential league-wide rollout.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The House has approved a bill to deny new border wall funding, and it also passed a measure to reopen the government. Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
A wall is an immorality. It's not who we are as a nation. And this is not a wall between Mexico and the United States that the president is creating here. It's a wall between reality and his constituents.
USA's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump makes a surprise appearance at a White House news conference, thanking border security officials for what they've been doing and saying the American people are all for the wall.
The people of our country want it. I have never had so much support as I have in the last week over my stance for border security, for border control, and for, frankly, the wall or the barrier.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 34 half the hour, let's create some goodwill here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keeling, Kara Schillen at the controls down in Washington, Victoria, New Jersey. Who is it that's getting, is that the people that were on Jersey Shore? Mm-hmm. There were a couple that had a big fight on New Year's. They don't come over and visit the situation.
They fight on every day. Thank God they don't. They live in Vegas, right. And thank God for
okay.
that.
All right. So what do you have for us, Victoria?
Well, so let's talk about some more things going on for the new year. And at the beginning of the year, people talk about health trends and things like that. We also talk about the hottest baby names for 2019. And this comes from Nameberry, which is sort of the official baby book in terms of names. And they have released 120 predictions of the hottest baby names of 2019. Now, we obviously are not going to go through all 120 of those names, but the biggest trend, the newest gender trend that they are predicting for names for babies in 2019 are what they call non-binary names. Now, these are free of gender stereotypes. These names, you cannot tell if they're a girl or a boy or what. So the names that they list that will be super popular this year include Campbell, Finley, Journey, like you go on a journey, Justice, Lakin,
Revel, Robin, Royal, Story. I don't know why anyone would want to name their kids Story. And Briar. That's another name that
Did
they have listed there.
Laken?
Laken. Like, L-A-K-E-N.
Oh, Lord.
Laken.
Laken. Okay. Sounds kind of like lichen. Sounds like that stuff
the
that
name
grows
game.
On trees.
Right.
The name
right.
game. Lichen, lichen, boogie, boop, 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 boop. Right?
And the other thing they said.
I'm sensitive when I think that this is dumb. I just think this is so dumb. Be whoever you want, sleep with whoever you want, but we're boys or we're girls. I mean, for most of the. It just can't we just have names? Do we have to have non binary names and X's on our driver's license? I don't know. Maybe it makes me sound like a jerk. It just seems like.
I'm not opposed to a gender neutral name. I think that's fine if it's a cute name, but, like, make it a cute name, not Laken.
Yeah. Though Laken is not cute. I don't care if you're a boy or a girl or undecided. That's not a cute name. And Justice? That's just kind of odd.
Silly. That's a good last name.
Story. Yeah, Story. That's just weird. Some of the other trends that they're predicting is more biblical and saints' names. A lot of Eastern...
Saint Dudley.
Yes. A lot of Eastern religions and non-European mythology, they say, is actually a big trend this year. So Eastern names like Bodhi and Lakshmi and Manu and Osiris and Rama. It sounds like ramen noodles.
Oh,
and Zen. This is my kid, Zen. I feel like these are all California names, by the way.
I need to be Zen to deal with all this.
And another big trend that they're saying is color names. So naming your baby after a color. Ash, fawn, gray, ivory, lavender, lilac, mauve, moss, olive, and sage are apparently all going to be big names this year.
Well,
I was hoping to get some good name suggestions because I'm having another niece or nephew this year, but I basically can now send this list to my sister and say, don't pick any of these.
Yeah, this is it's a lot, right?
Lord.
Well, you already have a ruby.
Elimination is key, actually.
You've got a ruby.
You've got a color.
Yeah. And they say, actually, if some of the nature names, like instead of, like, you know, willow for tree or whatever, so people are naming babies after rare gems. So amethyst, emerald, garnet, jasper, jet, onyx, opal, and peridot are all names that are going to be popular. So you already have a ruby, so maybe you could have another gemstone.
We're ahead of the trend.
Opal. Mm.
Sapphire, topaz.
Yeah. All right, other names that we can consider. Bernie Sanders says he doesn't know from nothing about a number of allegations. People that were working on his presidential campaign are saying now that they were harassed and discriminated against. Some women who just say that there were men that were working for Bernie or in the campaign that did a number on them. That's not going to go well. I mean, you can be sure Elizabeth Warren will jump along. Look at Bernie Sanders. He's no different than Weinstein. He didn't do it.
I don't think this is about Bernie himself, though.
No,
right?
It's not.
I was reading this yesterday. It's a little confusing.
Yeah,
I guess it's men and women were complaining just how the campaign was run.
Yeah.
But I guess it seems very kind of vague.
He said that he was too busy running a campaign to know what was going on because people were asking him about it. So he said, look, I was out there, I was campaigning, I had no idea what was going on behind the scenes. I think it would probably be best to talk to his chief of staff, right, or his campaign manager as to what the situation was, what he knew, what they knew.
But how does that affect him running again? What does that do? Anything?
I think it all depends
on
how he handles
it. It depends on how he handles it, and it depends on how brutal his opponents want to be. If his opponents want to make it a deal, it'll probably affect him more than just this news story, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
So weird that this is coming out now, right?
Yeah.
Like, the Me Too movement, that was all of 2018, and we easily could have been hearing about this all along. So it's odd.
All right. From the death list, we have the passing of Daryl Dragon from The Captain and Tennille at the age of 76. Jimmy Osmond, the youngest of the Osmond family, recovering from a stroke, not looking too good. He's 55 years old. He was playing Peter Pan in the Captain Hook revival. He played Captain
Other
Hook
around,
in Peter Pan. There you go.
He'd be in a pretty old Peter Pan.
Yep. Bob Einstein, who was on Curb Your Enthusiasm, 76, comedy writer, performer, was on the Smothers Brothers. He was Curb Your Enthusiasm, those kinds of shows. His brother is Albert Brooks, and he remembered him as a great brother, a very funny man. Larry David issued a statement saying, never have I seen an actor enjoy a role the way Bob did playing Marty Funkhauser on Curb Your Enthusiasm. It was an amazing, unforgettable experience knowing and working with him. Nobody like him.
You know, it was so weird because
on that show.
He came into my office from my day job many a times at CRN and was in as Super Dave, and I just knew him as Super Dave, and that's what I would call him. I had no idea who he was. I had no idea until he passed away what his story was and what his involvement was in Hollywood and that who his family was. I had no idea. He was the nicest man on the planet, and I don't know if he was the nicest man on the planet, but if in my dealings with him, he was always so nice, and he had a great energy about him.
He was on a lot of late night shows with Carson on The Tonight Show and David Letterman. He wrote a lot of these TV programs, Sonny and Cher's Comedy Hour. Apparently, he had a great sense of humor. You'd have to in order to be able to work with Larry David. He's so eccentric, but
that cast is so they don't have a script.
No,
and it's so much improv. And he was brilliant on Curb Your Enthusiasm. He was so good.
Yeah.
So he will be missed on that show if they come back for another season.
Blake Nordstrom from the Nordstrom department store is 58 years old, co-president, died. The Nordstrom statement said, quote, "It is with deep sadness that we announce the unexpected passing of Blake Nordstrom." He had been diagnosed with lymphoma. Man, I'll tell you something. You get into that, my friend Chris Walsh, who had it last year, it's done. You're done. You get that. There are all kinds of things you can do to try to slow it down, but it is a horrible, horrendous end-of-life experience. Awful, awful, awful. So, and then another passing at the age of 76 from the World Wrestling Federation, Mean Gene, died at the age of 76, Jennifer. Gene Okerlund.
This one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he.
If you watched wrestling at all during the 80s and 90s, you knew Mean Gene. And actually, he was Gene Okerlund until Hulk Hogan told him that he was Mean Gene. And he kind of gave him that name.
You're Mean Gene.
And talk about anybody in broadcasting. If you consider yourself a student of broadcasting, as funny as it sounds, watch the work of Mean Gene. He had a great voice. He had great delivery. He had just enough snark to make him funny. I don't know. He really was an amazing performer, even though he never really stepped into the ring.
Yeah. He was character. No question about that. A real character. And wrestling, in the old days anyway, I don't know about now, because it's so fake, but some of the characters that were around when I was in college, we used to go. My friends and I, when I was a senior, I had a car, so we'd go up to Cobo Hall in Detroit on Fridays and Saturdays. There were half a dozen of us would go up. We had a riotous time watching Lord Layton, Bobo Brazil, some of the silly, just absolutely absurdly silly. It was so much fun. The guys today, I look down at the ring, they yell and scream, and they sound like this, and they go, who wants to watch that stuff? Anyway,
what was I'm lost. What was that describing? Wrestling?
Those idiots that get out and they grab the microphone and they all scream and yell the same thing about whoever their opponent is. They have the same lines.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly nonsense. Why wrestling fans love it.
Really? Okay.
I'm not a wrestling fan, but I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah, okay.
The smack talk, The Rock, your buddy The Rock was known for that.
Oh, yeah, I know he was. Yeah, right. All right, no more smack talk here. This is the DJV program, 45 past the hour.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind?
Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Hurry into the Dodge Big Finish event. That's the new holiday greeting in Santa's workshop, and now he's even upgrading his ride. Like Charger, America's only four-door muscle car. Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Durango, the most technologically advanced, fuel-efficient, and powerful V8 in its class. Santa wants his sleigh to really fly.
Ho, ho, go!
Hurry in for great deals at the Dodge Big Finish event. Based on 2019 Ward's Midsize Sport Utility Vehicle Segment. Available V8 based on Ward's Middle Specialty Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Rock. Mayo Clinic child psychiatrist Dr. Paul Corkin says it's normal for kids to play video games, but parents should pay attention to lines being crossed into addiction.
Playing games all night long, abandoning things that used to be a source of great enjoyment. Schoolwork, friendships, sports.
Dr. Corkin says gaming addiction can often be a sign of broader mental health issues like anxiety or depression. He recommends three things to parents who think their child is addicted to gaming. Number one, communicate as much as possible so you have a handle on what's going on in your child's mind.
It's a time to get more involved in the teenager's life and try to open up more channels of communications and really get a handle on what's going on in their life.
Number two, establish strict rules about screen time and stick to them. And number three, don't be afraid to get them professional help. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Doing business like a CEO while saving like a CFO.
Staples has all the supplies you need to run your business like a boss at prices that'll make your bookkeeper smile.
Now that is an achievement.
Everything from pens to brand spanking new calendars. And right now, 2019 desk pad calendars are just $3.99.
So get your business ready for a big year at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid on SKU 279-6207. Ends 1/5/19.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
48 after the hour, number of people killed in airplane crashes shot up a lot last year. According to a report from Aviation Safety Network, 556 people died in 15 different airliner accidents. Pretty big jump from the previous year, which saw 10 accidents and 44 people dying. Low numbers made 2017 the safest year for commercial aviation ever. That, you know, all you need is one good plane crash with some big plane, and that takes care of the numbers. So that's a specious report. I find that the people actually, it's the safest way of travel. Think of how many planes are in the air at any one moment. For example, a Cathay Pacific plane flying from Vietnam to New York, normally first class, $16,000, glitch in their computer yesterday. $700.
From where to where?
From Vietnam to New York.
Oh.
You can do, they sold the tickets for $675. That's what it costs usually to sit in the back by the toilet. So major, just 16,000. Imagine that, $16,000.
It's crazy.
To take a plane.
What a great day, though. And they have to honor it, right?
Yeah. If they, I have to. They did on their website. They said, we made a mistake. Happy traveling to those who bought those tickets 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Continues. We're always sort of in the doctor mode because there's so much information to pass along that will help you out. Health advice, health information. Dr. Ken Kronhaus continues his stead here with a focus on some of the New Year's reports from the various medical journals. For example, Mediterranean diet. The diets that are being talked about is always getting into January. Ken, you know it as well as I do. Your patients come into your office in Florida, Lake Cardiology, and they complain about how much they ate. I was just looking at how much I gained over the past 4 or 5, 6 weeks, 4.5 pounds. Okay, so what do? We get on the Mediterranean diet, recommended as the best way to eat, according to whom?
U.S. News and World Reports, they rank the diets every year, and this year, Mediterranean diet is number one alone. It shared that honor last year with the DASH diet, but this year it's number one alone because in 2018, Doug, research tying the Mediterranean diet to longer, healthier living propelled it to the number one spot on the new diet rankings. So the Mediterranean diet emphasizes eating fruits, veggies, whole grains, beans, nuts, legumes, olive oil, and flavorful herbs and spices, fish and seafood at least a couple of times a week, and poultry, eggs, cheese, and yogurt in moderation, while saving sweets and red meat for special occasions. Top it off with a splash of wine if you want. Remember to stay physically active, and you're all set.
So fruit, which has lots of sugar in it, according to some, should stay away from the fruit because it's got too much sugar in it.
But it's natural sugar.
Yeah. And grains, for those of us who have gluten allergies, what do we do in place of grains?
Well, find the ones that are, you know, free of gluten if you have
whatever.
Not all
grain.
Of them have it.
Whatever the grain is in pancake mix, I found that out.
Just look for the word whole.
That's it. Okay, and while we're in the sort of diet department, let's talk, and this is the beginning of the new year, we're going to diet, we're going to exercise, that sort of thing. So if you are making resolutions, and it includes going on a diet, there's a connected story here about what happens if you are on too severe of a diet. I guess that's how I would read this, Ken. How do you read it?
You're talking about...
If you make a New Year's resolution to do whatever, like lose weight, you get people get anxious, they get depressed.
Exactly. This is out of Body Nutrition at the end of the year. Anxiety and depression, Doug, is the main cause of adults not sticking to their New Year's resolution. People give up on their resolutions for two main reasons. They either pick too ambitious a goal, or anxiety and depression causes them to feel like they will never achieve their goals.
Well, but if you're older and you are exercising, that's better for your body. You fall down less because you're in better shape. That means that this is something good to pursue, right? Get on that exercise routine, lose the weight, and keep on it.
Absolutely. Yeah. This comes out of Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine this week. 1 in 4 people in America over age 65 fall annually. Falling, it's the most leading cause of fatal injuries for older adults. There are the most common cause of hospital admission for older adults. The news this week is that exercise, Doug, may be able to save older adults from taking costly spills.
All right, so if you've made New Year's resolutions, you get depressed because you don't stay on them, exercise, diet, whatever it is, here's another idea that maybe works better for you, yes?
Exactly. About a third of people who make a New Year's resolution, Doug, fail to stick with it. So if you're like most of us, this time of year you're thinking about health goals for the new year, such as losing weight, eating healthier, exercising, and quitting smoking. But rather than setting a year-long goal at the start of the year, a more effective approach is to make Monday resolutions, weekly goals that can be thought of as a mini-resolution, taking advantage of the natural momentum of every weekly cycle. Gives us a chance to start fresh each week. So if we mess up on Tuesday or Wednesday, we get a chance to start over on Monday instead of waiting till the following year.
Here's a good Monday resolution. Clean out your innards. Clean your intestines. Life Change Tea is there for your using. It's one of the most fabulous ways to get rid of some of the horrible things that are in your system. Clean out your gut, your colon. That's where all the health, good and bad, begins. Life Change Tea will cleanse your body from intruders. Life Change Tea, available only at GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV and they'll ship it to you free. All grown and combined in America. Natural, all organic. It cleans your body. Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.